My name is Dr. Jared Chambers. I am a 50-year veteran in the Dallas public school system. And I like to sort of keep the dream alive talking about our great fallen leader, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who was assassinated on this day, April 4th, 1968, around 6:05. But I'm troubled with the community. And I've looked at newspapers, and I've looked at parades each year, celebrating the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King. But this day, when he was assassinated, our voices are silent. And it's troubling because he preached his eulogy 5 or 6 months before he was assassinated. And he said that any of you around when I have to meet my day, I don't want a long funeral. But if you get somebody to deliver the eulogy, tell them not to talk too long. And every now and then I want them to say, tell them not to mention that I have a Nobel Peace Prize. That's not important. But tell them not to mention where I went to school. But I'd like for somebody to say on that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to give his life serving others. And that's why I, the storyteller, 50-year veteran in education, here when Dr. King was assassinated, listened to his words at the mall in Washington, D.C., and he said the Emancipation Proclamation of Abraham Lincoln. But I leave these words across this room. This is why I'm troubled, and this is what Dr. King said. He said, I came here today to plead with you. Nobody can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Johnsonian civil rights bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into inner resources of his own soul and sign with his own pen his self-supported manhood, his own self-emancipation proclamation. This is what we have to talk to our next generation about. We lost a great dreamer. Thank you so much.